Good morning. It's Monday, February 22nd. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina DHEC yesterday announced 1,389 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 56 additional confirmed deaths. The test-over-test positive rate was at 6.2%. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster wants the state's electric providers to review their power grids to see if they could face problems like what happened in Texas during the recent winter storm. McMaster sent a letter Friday to the Office of Regulatory Staff asking the watchdog group to report back to his office and lawmakers. The governor's letter notes the state is familiar with how hurricanes can disrupt power. Authorities say Georgetown County continues to rebuild its computer network after what it called a sophisticated hacking attempt. Officials say hackers sent an email January 22nd that allowed them to take over the county's computers. The county says the cybersecurity experts it hired say there's no indication that tax, employment, or other private information was obtained by the hackers. Residents in the Charleston area are going to soon be able to take advantage of up to 400 affordable apartments that are being built. The Post and Courier newspaper reports that the city is in the process of signing agreements and taking necessary steps to make the land available for building. The housing will be built in and around the area where the old Cooper River bridges used to be. Giona Johnson, Charleston's housing director, told the newspaper that the city recognizes the need for affordable housing and is trying to address it. Officials say a police officer who shot a man in the head during a traffic stop in South Carolina has been fired after using force on at least 8 people over the past 5 months. Columbia Police Officer Sean Rollins was fired Wednesday for unsatisfactory performance after an internal review. The firing came after the Post and Courier of Charleston reviewed police reports. The documents reviewed by the newspaper showed Rollins struck, forcibly subdued, or used his stun gun on no fewer than 8 people over 5 months. A South Carolina nursing home employee has been arrested after officials say he tried to engage in sexual contact with a 73-year-old patient. The 36-year-old male suspect has been charged with third-degree criminal sexual conduct and is being held at the Sumter County Sheriff's Office Detention Center. Officials say another employee at the facility in Sumter witnessed the incident and contacted the Sumter County Sheriff's Office. After winter storms left hundreds of thousands of residents without power in Texas, disaster workers from the Palmetto SC region of the American Red Cross are being deployed to the Lone Star State to help support ongoing recovery efforts. WLTX reports the number of volunteers deployed may change over the coming days, but for now, 3 from the upstate chapter will be deployed, 2 in person, and the other will work virtually to support the logistics team. A South Carolina coastal town is honoring an African American man it hired as a police officer more than 120 years ago. Mount Pleasant dedicated a plaque to Edmund Jenkins in the lobby of its police office on Friday. Jenkins was hired in the 1890s to be a police officer after being born into slavery. The police department says Jenkins served in World War I and then was elected town marshal in 1920, serving in that role for 7 years. The Greenville Zoo has a new resident. The Rock Hill Herald reports that on Sunday afternoon, a Maasai giraffe named Autumn gave birth to a calf, which has yet to be named. It was Autumn's 6th pregnancy, which was first announced back on November 16th. Onlookers from around the world watched the birth live on the Greenville Zoo's EarthCam. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.